Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the book of Nehemiah, exposing the enemy's plots, how the enemy works to prevent you from fulfilling God's purposes in your life. Nehemiah was a man who had a divine assignment from God. He was given a divine purpose in his life from the Lord Himself. Nehemiah was serving in the Babylonian king's court, though he was a Jew. The Jews had been taken captive over 100 years before and had been in captivity for some 70 years before a large contingent, some 42,000 plus people, returned to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. Almost 37 years, is estimated by scholars, had passed when Nehemiah came on the scene. The Lord put it in Nehemiah's heart to return to Jerusalem, and he made a petition of the king in the very first chapter of Nehemiah, asking that the king send him back to Jerusalem to help rebuild the walls around that once great city. God's hand was on Nehemiah, and he gave him great favor with this heathen king, and even financial support was given to him. And so Nehemiah made the treacherous 1,500-mile trip back to Jerusalem. Once Nehemiah was there, he surveyed the situation, which was rather desperate. The walls of Jerusalem, which once had encompassed a beautiful city, had been pulled down stone by stone and burned. Not a single gate was standing. Rubbish had piled up for over a century, and few people lived in the city. And yet God had put in his heart a divine assignment. That assignment was to gather the people, the Jewish people, together, encourage them, and set them on a road of rebuilding the walls around Jerusalem. Nehemiah's gift of encouragement spurred them on, though they had tremendous resistance from the enemy. They were mocked, they were ridiculed, they were threatened by enemies of the Jews. Have you been given a divine assignment from God, put on a certain course by the Lord, and yet you've encountered tremendous resistance? Perhaps the enemy of your soul has mocked you, tried to tell you, why did you ever begin this project? Why did you ever start on this path? Why did you ever move to this city? Why did you ever take that job? And yet you know in your heart you were given a word from the Lord to proceed in that direction. And yet, like Nehemiah, much enemy resistance has come to you. How did Nehemiah get victory in the middle of very distressing circumstances, enemy resistance, threats on his very life? How did he get the victory? And Nehemiah did get the victory. In fact, though the walls of Jerusalem had been laid waste for over 100 years, Nehemiah and his group of workers raised the walls around Jerusalem in a record 52 days. It was truly a move of God. But how did Nehemiah persevere through tremendous pressure to give up? Are you in that situation today where you are under tremendous pressure from the enemy of your soul to give up a God-given course that you have started upon? Let's take a look today at Nehemiah's keys to victory, how he persevered and came through, pushed through, continued to encourage himself and others, and got the victory. He saw his purpose fulfilled by the hand of God. In Nehemiah chapter 4, we will look at several specific keys that played a vital role in Nehemiah obtaining the very purpose God sent him back to Jerusalem to obtain. One thing that's vital to observe is that Nehemiah gathered like-minded people around him. In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6, it says this, "So we built the wall, and the whole wall was joined together to half its height, for the people had a mind to work." Nehemiah gathered the leaders of the Jewish people together, presented this vision from God that he had to raise up the wall around Jerusalem and completely secure it once again, to set up all the gates as a first step towards rebuilding the city. Only the temple had been rebuilt at that time. So Nehemiah was able to gather around him like-minded people. If you have a God-given assignment, it is vital for you to surround yourself with like-minded people. Don't surround yourself with people who will doubt your cause, will doubt what God's said to you, will speak words of discouragement to you, who will speak fear that you'll never be able to complete it or have success, people who will speak failure. God knows that we need to have like-minded people around us when we pursue a God-given task. Make sure that you find some people of like faith who understand what God has said, who will support you in prayer, who will speak words of life over your purpose, and won't be ones to tear down or discourage you. Secondly, in the midst of this work project of raising up the walls around Jerusalem, Nehemiah specifically assigned people just to stand guard. The enemy was threatening them that they would be attacked, that they would kill them, that they would prevent them from ever raising up the wall around Jerusalem. So Nehemiah wisely assigned people for one purpose only, not to build up the wall, not to move the rocks or remove the rubbish. They had one job. It was to stand guard. If you are pursuing a work of God, a purpose of God, whatever it may be, whether it's in the church, whether it's in a parachurch ministry, or whether it is simply a God-given career that you have been assigned by God to pursue, you need to find someone or several people who will be intercessors, who will stand guard on your behalf. Find someone who will be a prayer partner in your life, who will pray for you, who will stand guard, so to speak, spiritually, who will lift you up in prayer, who will cover you with prayer. That is the one who stands guard by you. And then be willing to stand guard for someone else. The next thing we can observe in chapter 4 of Nehemiah is that the people who were assigned to do the actual physical work on that wall each had a specific location to do a specific part of the work. God assigns people for very specific tasks. You need to make sure that you are fulfilling the specific task God has asked of you. Don't try to do someone else's job. Don't aspire to be someone that you are not. Find out what God has for you, and then go and be diligent and work on the assignment, the part of the wall that God has given just to you. Then your work will go speedily. It will go more smoothly. You will have the anointing of God on it. You won't be trying to do someone else's work. I once heard Larry Randolph say that when people in the church do not know their place in the body of Christ, what they are to do, what their assignment and purpose is, that they end up in somebody else's orbit. In other words, when you're not in your place, you're trying to do someone else's job, it's like being in someone else's orbit. You're out of kilter, you're not in the right place, and you end up causing trouble. Rather than flowing in the anointing of God on your life to be in your assigned place, you're going to cause difficulties, and it will only cause problems for you. Make sure you are working in the specific location on the wall, so to speak, that God has assigned to you. A fourth observation from Nehemiah chapter 4 is this, that Nehemiah also had those who were rebuilding the wall to work with one hand and to hold a weapon in their other hand. That's Nehemiah 4:17. When you are doing a work in the kingdom of God, whether it's evangelism, whether it's sharing with your neighbor, teaching a Sunday school class, whatever assignment you have, understand this. You have to put your effort into the work itself, but you can never lay down your spiritual weapons to put your efforts into the work itself. You have to stand guard yourself. You have to do spiritual warfare. You have to keep up the shield of faith. You have to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, ever ready, and also do the work of the ministry. Those two can't be separated. You have to have your weapon in one hand and the tools of your trade, so to speak, in the other. Nehemiah also was very successful because his dependence was upon God and not upon his own strength or upon the abilities of those working with him. In Nehemiah 4:20, he said, "Our God will fight for us." And last of all, Nehemiah and those who worked with him persevered in their work despite the obstacles that came continuously against them. You may have an assignment from God, but the circumstances that are pressing against you are severe. God wants you to press through. He wants you to persevere, and you will see God's hand on your life, his help, and his supernatural assistance, just like Nehemiah did. God wants to bless the work of your hands as well. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to be in Nehemiah. Press through. God's hand is upon you, and he will give you success. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.